A group of convicted sex offenders in Texas is challenging a Corpus Christi judge's order that they post warning signs on their lawns as a condition of their probation. The sign goes beyond the state's laws requiring neighbors to be informed when a sex offender moves into a community. The judge says he's protecting children. A defense lawyer says the signs are unconstitutional. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Danger, registered sex offender lives here. That's the sign a Corpus Christi judge has ordered 14 probationers to post in their front yard, much like a for sale or campaign sign. And that's not all. There are bumper stickers for their cars, and if they're catching a ride with someone else, a small rectangular placard with suction cups that stick to a window.
It's kind of like a baby on board sign, except it says, Danger, registered sex offender in vehicle.
Defense attorney Gerald Rogan is representing some of the sex offenders in a legal challenge of the novel probation requirement.
I just thought it was crazy. I couldn't believe that this was happening, you know, in year 2001, that we're going back to the days of the Scarlet Letter.
Texas, like most other states, already requires sex offenders to register with authorities and make their whereabouts known to the public. The requirements are known as Megan's Law, named after a 7-year-old girl who was raped and strangled by a convicted sex offender living in her New Jersey neighborhood. The Texas law requires notification about a registered sex offender through the newspaper and on the Internet. But that wasn't enough for District Court Judge J. Manuel Banyales.
It's not a practical way to give notice to the public by having it in the Internet and in a newspaper. It is more effective to have a sign in front of the residents. It's there. It's there all the time.
Banyales says not everyone has access to a computer, and most people don't even know where to find the legal notices in the paper. The judge says he was prompted to stiffen his probation requirements after two sex offenders were back in his courtroom on new charges of sexual contact with a minor. One of them had tried to lure a young girl into his home with a live rabbit. After that, Banyales wanted to make sure that people know when a sex offender is in the vicinity, and the red danger signs seemed appropriate.
The signs are designed to prevent the further victimization of our children, and it allows the parents to take out measures to keep their children away from those residences.
After a review of more than 40 sex offenders on probation, Banyales ordered 14 people to post the signs. All had pleaded guilty to charges involving sexual contact with a minor or child pornography. Based on information provided by probation officers, Banyales judged them to have a propensity to be repeat offenders. He says the signs are not a punishment, only a tool to protect children. But Gerald Rogan, president of the local Criminal Defense Lawyers Association, calls the signs cruel and unusual punishment. He's preparing an appeal to a higher court after Judge Banyales refused to reconsider the sign policy. Rogan says it's like painting a target on his clients.
They are very afraid. They feel like they are a quarry that's being hunted by people, and they're afraid for their lives.
Rogan says none of his clients was judged dangerous enough to be put in prison. That's why they're on probation. Yet when people see the sex offender signs, Rogan says, they assume the worst. There have been several incidents since the signs went up May 18th.
They've been threatened. Their house has been stoned by kids throwing rocks at one man's house. One man tried to commit suicide. Two people now have been evicted from their apartment because the apartment owner does not want that sign on the property.
Rogan plans to file a challenge with the Texas appellate court in the next few weeks, arguing that the signs are unfair punishment. But Judge Banyales believes his sign policy will hold up in court.
We have to balance the interests of the community and of the children of the community against the private interests of the offender. And when I do that, I have no difficulty in going with the children of the community.
Banyales says he'll decide on a case-by-case basis how long each of the sex offenders will have to post the danger signs. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.